Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here. Pam's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. Coming up on 13 years, she's been hanging out with us. She's the president of Unity Marketing, the author of, I don't know, a couple of dozen books on the marketplace, Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, Let Them Eat Cake, Shops That Pop, Putting the Luxe Back in Luxury. You're starting to get the picture. What Do Henrys Want, et cetera, et cetera. That's one of my favorites. That's one of the new ones. And she knows more about, she's forgotten more about retail than most of us will know. She's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you today.
Good to have you back. So Pam, the you and I have been pretty busy, individually and together, really. We've done a lot of reporting together this year on how the retail sector is changing, and I've been I've just been pointing out to people that the retail landscape is undergoing a transformation right now that's unprecedented.
It is. It's phenomenal. And, you know, it's been interesting because in the small business world, the recession really started to, you know, change a lot of things, and a lot of people, you know, lost their footing and ended up closing. But now it seems like the same thing is happening. You know, it took a little bit longer, but the big guys now are starting to fall and drop.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, it's a real confusing time right now when you're
thousands.
In the retail market.
Thousands of large, traditional legacy retailers facilities are closed right now, and thousands more are closing. There's never been this kind of a retreat before.
No. Well, you know, what I think has happened, I mean, as I look at it, is that the big businesses, again, they've been delayed in terms of the recession. I think that, you know, what happened in the – they saw the recession, but, you know, these are big businesses. They have been through, you know, recession after recession in the past. And so I think they just kind of hunkered down and said, we'll get over this and things will come back the way they were. And that's now what they discovered is that things didn't come back the way they were before. They have changed completely. And Amazon is one of the big reasons.
Well,
online.
But what happened is not – is, and this is what happens so many times, is we have – you and I have we have some kind of an adjustment that gets made to we experience. And as we recover, we're still trying to recover as if the world we're recovering into is going to be the one we left.
Exactly.
And the
exactly.
world has changed. As Spencer Johnson said, somebody moved our cheese.
Yeah.
And so consequently, in the meantime – during that period of time that you so ably gave us that analysis for, in the meantime, people got a lot handier with their magic wands that they hold in their hand.
Right.
Right?
Their fifth appendage.
That's exactly right. They got a lot handier with that, and they started thinking more about that. More sites became mobile and more, it became easier on PayPal and with our credit card and all these other different things. And those things were going on around that recovery you were talking about.
Exactly.
And the world they recovered back into didn't look anything like the one they left.
It's that perfect storm, you know, that, you know, all kinds of things hitting you at the same time. And, you know, you really have to keep focused. And, you know, that's what I feel is so important for small businesses. You've got to keep focused on that personal connection you have with a customer because, you know, Amazon – you know, as much as they try to say they got it, they don't have it. They may know what you're searching, but they don't have that personal connection.
They don't
try
have special
to call
sauce.
Someone at Amazon. Just try.
There's,
you know,
there's no
like,
special sauce at Amazon.
It's, right? it's a real, you know, you small businesses have to stop thinking about all the other things that are going on and really keep focused on the their customer. And what they want and being personal and having that personal connection.
As long as humans remain analog, they're always going to want high touch.
You bet.
But they do want high tech. And this is the thing I keep telling small businesses. You don't have to win the race against Amazon, but you have to run in the race with Amazon.
Right. Well, I just wrote an article, and I borrowed your human touch, the analog idea, because I think it is so important because, yes, we're very, you know, and particularly when we think about the younger people, and that's what the data is sort of showing, is that younger people, as they are, you know, their lives are being taken over by technology. I mean, they're so engaged with technology, but the more they're engaged with technology, actually, the more they crave that human relationship. And, you know, like you say, you know, they're analog human beings, and that hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed. We still need the touch. And, of course, we have to always remind people that prophecy came from Nesbitt 35 years ago, John
right.
Nesbitt and Megatrends. Right. Quick break, right back with our good friend. We got a lot more to come with Pam Danziger, and in fact, some specifics about the Amazon and some more Amazon takeover of Whole Foods and a Walmart report as well.
Yes.
And we're going to compare those two situations.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.